Chapter 3. You will not regain your full strength for some time, Master Okalo said, as he sat with her at breakfast. But we need to consider your other problem now. He paused for a long swallow of sweetened goat's milk. If you still have one. Can you tell? Pox shook her head.
I don't feel much at all right now. When I think of fighting, it's very far away.
Maybe that's for the best. Perhaps you will be able to think more clearly.
He cut another slice of bread and bit into it. Pox swallowed her own milk. She was discovering that nothing hurt. She had not known how that constant pain had weighed on her. For a little while, she did not care whether she could fight or not. It was pleasant enough to sit eating breakfast without pain. She felt the Quokkan's gaze and raised her eyes to meet it. His face relaxed as he watched her.
At least the poison's out. Your face shows it. Well, are you ready?
For what, sir?
To talk about courage.
Pox felt herself tensing and tried to relax. Yes.
Very well. It seems to me that two mistakes have clouded your mind. First is the notion that having as little courage as an ordinary person is somehow shameful. That you must have more than your share. That's nothing but pride, Poxenarian. So it is you felt you couldn't live with the meager amount of courage most folk have. It was too shameful. And that's ridiculous. Here you are, young, strong, whole-bodied now, with wit enough, with gifts above average, and you feel you cannot go on without still more bounty of the gods.
Pox blushed. Put that way.
Poxenarian, I want you to think of those common folk a while. They live their lives out, day by day, in danger of fever, robbers, fire, storm, wolves, thieves, assassins, evil creatures, and powers, and war. They most of them have neither weapons nor skill at arms, nor any way to get them. You've lived among them. This past winter, you know, you feel, how helpless is a farm wife against an armed man, or a craftsman against a band of thieves. You are right. They are afraid, full of fear from moment to moment, as full of fear as you have been. And yet they go on. They plough the fields and tend flocks, Poxenarian, and weave cloth for you to wear, and make pots and cheese and beer.